Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
What a glorious theme we have today, the dedication of the wall. As Ezra had prayed, quote, "We were slaves, yet our God did not forsake us in our bondage, but he extended mercy to us in the sight of the kings of Persia to revive us, to repair the house of our God, to rebuild its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem." Ezra 9:9. The people had worked diligently to rebuild, but it was the Lord who arranged the whole project. Now it was time to rejoice in his goodness. We might do the same, celebrating the protections the Lord places around us and our families. The Levites, who led the singing, were marshaled from across the land, Nehemiah 12, verses 27 to 29, quote, "to celebrate the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and singing, with cymbals and stringed instruments and harps." Verse 27, quote, "Then the priests and Levites purified themselves and purified the people, the gates and the wall." Verse 30. Nehemiah also, quote, "appointed two large thanksgiving choirs." Verse 31. One group ascended the ramparts along the south wall, moving anti-clockwise, quote, "toward the refuse gate," led by Ezra. Verses 31 and 36. They then stood on the south and east by, quote, "the fountain gate as far as the water gate," verse 37. The other choir, led by Nehemiah, quote, "went the opposite way, going above the old gate, above the fish gate, as far as the sheep gate," verses 38 and 39, on the north and west. From these positions, quote, "the singers sang loudly, with Jezrahiah, the director," verse 42. Would it surprise you to know the director's name means "Jehovah will shine"? He certainly did that day, as, quote, "they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off." Verse 43. I think I can still hear it, echoing in the hearts of his own today.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.